with gold, but I'll hold you. I'll hold you closer than she ever will. I can guarantee smooth roads ahead, and I can't memorize what the prophets have said.
My favorite song, selfishly, I have to say, The Chance, off of the new album. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Why don't you introduce yourself here?
I'm Maura Rogers, the lead singer of Maura Rogers and the Bellows. And this is...
I'm Meredith Pangrace. I play in the Bellows with Maura.
What's your real last name, Meredith?
It's really Pangrace. Well, if it's Slovak, it's Pangrats.
There you
but
go.
But they Americanized it to be Pangrace. So.
I was really impressed out there in our green room here at WJCU, the way you pronounced it. That was very impressive.
The Italian Pangrats.
But, of course, you've got a big show coming up this Saturday. Why don't you tell us about it? Who's playing? What's going on?
Well, it's our CD release for the album In Light. It's our first album in 3 years, and we're playing at the Beachland Tavern, and we have Duels opening for us, and then we have DJ Sweat
Party
closing.
Sweat.
I'm sorry, DJ Party Sweat. That's kind of gross. DJ Sweat.
There will be
we will be sweating for sure, because we're going to totally tear up the dance floor. But yes, DJ Party Sweat is going to close the night. So it's going to be a good night.
Well, I want to get into DJ Sweat Party Sweat here in a little bit.
So do we.
But I also, I don't want to be remiss in mentioning this. You and I, we talked, you know, off the air about this, and your music is why you're here, and that's the important thing. But you have kind of a remarkable story that we should probably just touch on a little bit for our listeners to make sure they know what's going on.
Sure.
Tell us about it.
Well, you know, all bands have unique bonds. I think making music with people creates a connection that is unlike many other things. So I share that with all my band members, but I also share Kidney here with Meredith Pangrace. I was in kidney failure, and I was in need of a kidney. And I kind of went through all the potential donors out there within my family. And it turns out that Meredith was as close of a match as my own siblings, and she was willing to give me her kidney. So essentially, my band member saved my life in 2012. And, you know, we definitely needed some time to recover, but that experience is unlike anything else I've had in life, and it has shaped our music and the direction we've gone as a band, and you can hear that on the album, definitely.
Now, in a way, this kind of sucks, though. I don't mean to throw humor into it, but basically, if she ever messes up a note or anything on stage, you can't look at her and be like, all right, you screwed up. She's going to look at you and be like,
you were great. You were great.
Yeah. No, I mean, basically, you have a free pass from this point on.
I mean, I'm sure to an extent I do, but at the same time, like, we kind of talked about that ahead of time before we did the transplant. You know, I said, like, you know, I'm going to do this. We're going to go through this, but I'm not going to hold this, like, over your head for other things, whether it be, like, give me the accordion solo or let me be in the front in the picture or, you know, make me a sandwich right now. We decided not, you know, I was like, don't do that. This is, you know, this is what it is. And we don't have to be like that forever.
Well, so. What a great story. And you've got a blog, correct?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I do.
BeatInMySide.com.
Well, blogspot.com.
Right.
Yes, yes. And I kind of chronicled what that experience was, because I started getting sick in really 2010 is when things really took a turn for the worse. But it was really interesting because I had discovered music because of actually the diagnosis I was given of having chronic kidney disease. And I really wanted to do as much as I could while I was healthy. So I taught myself the guitar and followed that path. And I started to do the music in a more serious way, and I wanted to kind of document that. So I wrote the Being in My Side blogspot and kind of just wrote about the journey. As my health was failing, my music was just beginning. And it was kind of like these weird, you know, perpendicular kind of life journeys, but it was a really interesting balance that they brought to me, to my life.
Wow. So, okay. So let me get this right. You really didn't play too much guitar before that.
No, no, no. I'm really not a skilled guitarist. I'll be honest. I'm really not. Like, I know, you know, I go to the guitar and I go to the piano with a melody in my head. I think vocal, my voice is my instrument, and it's, you know, the lyrics and the melodies, that's where they come from. And then I kind of have to figure it out on an instrument. So I'm very fortunate to have some really talented musicians surrounding me because it really helps bring the songs to life.
I still want to get back to DJ Sweat Party Sweat here in a little bit. I swear to God we're going to do that.
Yeah.
But maybe we should play a song before we continue. What do you think? What do you want to hear?
Well, we were talking about Battle Cry.
Sure.
First track off of this.
Yeah, that's the opening track.
We're going to play that right now on Neo Rocks.
Thank you. here to die. I was left here to die. I broke three hearts each time I broke my own. I regret my mouth and my bitter hollow tone. My bitter hollow tone.
Maura Rogers and the Bellows, Battle Cry, here on NeoRox. Maura and Meredith in studio with us. And we were talking kind of about your band.
Yes.
And your members.
We have.
So we've got, there's one that we always struggle with his name.
Yes, yes.
Who's playing guitar for
you? Yeah.
What's his name? Do you know?
God,
what's
now his I'm middle... not going to get it right. What's... I don't even know his middle name. Don't ask
that. Okay,
I
was going to say, let's forget about that. His last name and first name.
He's found Medyushi. Okay. I think. Gosh, I hope so. Right. Yeah, okay.
He also performs solo. He's a great songwriter himself and a great guitarist, and we're really fortunate to have him be
he also plays with us. He also plays the sitar, too, so he's really diverse musician.
And as we talked about off the air, he loves burritos.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I saw him at Whole Foods.
I didn't even know that, so thanks.
2 days ago, I was looking for
burritos.
Yeah, I know for his birthday.
I was looking for a frozen pizza at Whole Foods. They sold those like $3.99 ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know I wasn't supposed to say that. But anyway, I was in that section there, and he just walks up to me with a burrito in his hand. He's like, Jason. I'm like, Ishvan. I shake his hand. He's like, I got to go eat this burrito. I'm like, all right, man. Good luck with that. But who else is in your band besides Ishvan?
Well, the other... the band member who I've been with the longest is Brent Stowe, and he is our bass player. He is the one who reached out to me when I was a singer-songwriter and asked if I was possibly interested in forming a band, and I was like, sure. So Brent Stowe's on bass, and Jeff Babinski is our drummer, who is a fantastic drummer. He's really great understanding the dynamics of my songs, and he, you know, just brings a lot of different percussion sounds to the set that I really appreciate. So it's a great group of talented people, and you know, I've really worked with a lot of talented people over the years. It's kind of, the Bellows have kind of been a different configuration of talented musicians, but that's who we have right now. That's who's really featured on the album. Also, Shelby Sangdahl is, we've had her play with us on cello, and she's, you know, she's a great young instrumentalist, and she's got a bright future ahead of her. So really, really busy girl.
Oh, she is. She plays with Sean and Shelby as well, yeah, and a bunch of other groups. And of course, this Saturday, we're talking about your CD release at the Beachline Tavern, 7:30 p.m. with the Duels and, of course, Mr. DJ Party Sweat. Why do you have a DJ going?
Well, okay. So aside from music and writing music, I love to dance, and it was really highlighted in a trip to Europe that we had in February, and Meredith was there and our partners were there, and we really found that we love to dance, and it's a great great stress release,
and just a great way to kind of end the night.
Yeah. So. And this, you know, the journey for making this album has kind of been long and hard at times, and just what I went through personally was a bit heavy, and so, you know, it was a lot of work to get this album completed, and we just thought, you know what, we really want to celebrate. We really want to have a good time, and we kind of searched for a DJ, and DJ Party Sweat, not DJ Sweat, but DJ Party Sweat was recommended by Ishvan and also Cindy Barber at the Beachland, and he is going to close out the night for us. So yeah, just, it's going to be a great night of music and having fun. Like, that's really the key for us.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but Eric is a terrific dancer.
Oh, will you join us?
I'm really good at Googie's instructional dance, white man dance, and that's about it.
We'll find a spot for you then.
Have you ever gotten down to accordion, Eric?
No.
I don't know if DJ Party Sweat will play any accordion tracks. We should maybe.
Think it should be thrown in there.
Yeah. I figured you could go jam with them, no?
Yeah. Or just, yeah, like alongside him.
Yeah, absolutely.
When he's playing. Sure. Mm-hmm.
That gets Eric going. He likes that. Accordion.
Okay. We'll do it for Eric then.
Yeah. DJ Party Sweat.
All right. Where do we go from there? Why don't we play another track?
That sounds like a good idea.
Another track that we had picked out, Good Lover.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we've got that. Maura Rogers and the Bellows right now on Neo Rocks.
Lover, trace the scars from my ankles to my wrists. Lover, never raise an angry, tiny fist. Lover, let this moment like it might be the last. Lover, welcome me, my stories and my past. Lover, love me. Lover, love me good. Lover, love me. Oh, lover, love me good. Lover, ask the questions that open up my soul. Lover, search the world to find what makes you whole. Lover, look in my eyes when my heart talks to you. Lover, do not run from my frail point of view. Lover, love me. Lover, love me good. when your words fall unkind. Lover, feed your soul, your body and your mind. Lover, let me hold you, trust in all you are. Lover, when you drift, drift well, but don't drift far.
Maura Rogers and the Bellows with Good Lover here on Neo Rocks.
And I should mention that those were guest musicians on that track. Ariel Clayton is on the violin, and also Al Moses is playing the guitar. So there's some featured musicians outside of the regular Bellows that are on the album.
Very well. And I think we've gone the entire interview. What's the name of the album?
It is called In Light.
In Light. Mm-hmm. And, of course, releasing it this weekend at the Beachland Tavern, along with Duels and DJ Party Sweat.
We've got it. That's right.
We're getting it right by now. First off, where can people go to find out information about the show and about the band and all of that?
Okay. Well, you can find us at morarogers.com. There's information about the show and the band, and also when Meredith and I perform as a duo, as the Bean Sisters. You can find us there. Tickets, if you're interested in coming to the show on Saturday, you can find those at the Beachland as well, if you hit the Beachland website.
Beachlandballroom.com.
There you go. Excellent. Yeah, and the Beachland's really, you know, they've been such a supportive force in our music career. Cindy Barber especially has really, really been helpful to us and many other musicians in the Cleveland community.
Not to mention the Rock Solid Project. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Rock Solid Project. Cindy Barber, it's her nonprofit, and we were asked to be a part of the Rock Solid. It's a grant. She got a grant, and it's to help mentor up-and-coming musicians in Cleveland, you know, kind of trying to, I guess, expose them to the business side of music, so not just the creative elements, but how to actually make it and sustain yourself as a musician in the Cleveland music community. And so myself and Joey Beltram and Marcus Allen Ward and Filmstrip are the four musicians that are a part of this grant. Again, another great part of the Cleveland music community that, you know, we have this support. Right, Mayor?
Yeah. You're looking at me to make sure, like, you covered everything. I'm like, yes, that is correct, Maura. You got the details of that grant project. Good job.
She really does. She helps me.
You two make a great team, though. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see Eric dance to you on May 2nd.
We'll teach him some moves if he needs some help.
Nice.
I'll probably need him.
There will be no judgment of anyone's dancing that night. It's pure fun and good time.
See, now I'm really wishing I had – Googie has had recorded White Man Dance so we could play it for them now so they could understand.
See, they're, right now they're like, who's Googie? What is this White Man Dance? There's reference point. We'll talk about it off the air, though.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll be great. Yeah. It's going to be terrific.
Well,
That's it. Time to go.
Get out of here, kids. I'm trying to think if we've forgotten anything, but I want to say thank you very much for coming in
and sharing the story.
Yeah,
and
thanks so much for having us.
Of course, Saturday night.
Saturday night at the Beachland. Doors open at 7:30, and the show starts at 8:30 with Duels, a great, great local band, a duo, Ben Bars and Len
Ganley.
Ben and Len.
Hey, do we have enough time? Can you read that paragraph? Do you have it on
here? Oh, yeah. Can I read their bio?
Okay, let's read the Duels bio, because we've been talking about
this. This ought to be fun, because I actually know Len outside of music.
And I know Ben as Benjamin something else, but let's go.
Duels is a two-piece Cleveland band that ring a haunting, eclectic sound from just a harmonica, an acoustic guitar, and yards of raw lyrics. Founded by independent filmmakers and musicians Benjamin Barr and Len Ganley, Duels aim to bring a cinematic scope to their songs and a B-movie punch to their shows. Both Ben and Len enjoy quiet walks on the beach, loud amps, and rye whiskey. There you go. There's a plug for Duels. It's for you, Ben and Len.
Now, do they like those things all at the same time? The rye whiskey, the walks on the beach?
Together, holding hands.
Len, definitely. Oh, that's going to... Okay.
Well, this sounds like a party, the Saturday at
well,
the Beachland.
Well, that's why you should be there, and everyone in your audience should come out and check it out.
Thank you, ladies, so much for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
One last track from Moore Rogers and the Bellows. Here is Lion on Neo Rocks. Again, thank you.
Thank you.
Worth it in the end. One thought.